Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkeyNorthHills.com. We'll get into the Pirates' first workouts at PNC Park later in the show. Right now, we're happy to be joined by an NHL Network insider, NHL Network Radio, and the fourth period, Dennis Bernstein, back on the program. A lot of things out there right now about the return to play up in Canada with the two hub cities there. And also, Dennis, these quotes coming out of Montreal from Claude Julien are really something else. I mean, talking about the perks of possibly losing to the Penguins and winning the lottery to get the number one pick. I don't know. It just, from everything I've seen with the Canadiens, Dennis, it doesn't seem like organizationally they're 100% in on this tournament. Would you agree with that?
I think they want to play. I think everybody wants to play, by and large. I think when it goes to a vote for the return to play, it'll pass, I think, so easily. So it's Montreal. And I wasn't in the room when Claude said that. So they spin it any way they want. I'm on the radio there weekly.
Yeah.
Funny, so when something comes out of the French-Canadian press, kind of hit the pause button for a second and really analyze it. I think the realization is that they shouldn't win. If you play to form, you're not going to beat the Penguins. Right, I think that's it. So I think he looks at it like a consolation prize. Like, if we don't win, well, now we've got a shot at Lafreniere. And, you know, having a French-Canadian player playing at Bell Center mm-hmm. next season is not the worst thing in the world for the league, despite all the criticism mm-hmm. you hear about the way the draft was held.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is the actual players. And I think Carey Price just got back to Montreal mm-hmm. and hadn't faced a shot since March. So I know the Penguins have been practicing individually for weeks up in right. Cranberry here, Dennis, and it sounded like a lot of the Canadiens players were still very much spread out at the start of this month.
Yeah, and Pony, you looked at, I know that people are frightened of Carey Price and he gave you the difference maker.
Yep.
I look at the team in front of him, Pony, and, you know, there's not a lot down the middle. It's such an overmatch down the middle mm-hmm. for the Penguins that, you know, unless he really stands up and he has a 975 save percentage and Max Domi dominates and Phil Deneau can shut down both Sid and Gino, like, I don't see the way to win. I think in the West, I think the 5-12 upset is much, much more likely than Montreal and Pittsburgh. So, and yeah, I guess there's some hesitancy because the thing is, like, we still are operating with not a lot of knowledge, right? The
Correct.
NHL and the PA are trying to hammer out something. And not only that, I know that some players are hesitating about coming back. But they're not just voting on return to play. They were voting on a CBA that takes us another 3-4 years of labor peace. It also will impact the U.S. television negotiations if you have the certainty of labor peace. So mm-hmm. there's a lot more to be talked about and known by the players. So I get there's these random players who are anonymous saying that they may or may not play and are not certain. I just think when you look at the brand, it'll give future game. I keep going back to the fact, Pony, that if under the framework of, you know, I've got the MLB network on here on mute, MLS coming back, NBA coming back. If the NHL doesn't come back and these other sports do, you can talk about the popularity of this league in the States for, you know, until, yeah. you know, probably next year. I mean, that's a big thing. So when the players vote, they're not just voting on health and safety and should we play this season. There is the future of the game here for the next 5 years.
Yep.
And plus their paychecks are in the balance right now.
Dennis, it sounds like a lot of NBA players are upset with the Orlando situation, that they don't like the way that whole bubble is constructed and how it's going to operate. Do you hear any of the same complaints about how either Edmonton or Toronto will be set up?
No, frankly, I don't. I think, because here's the thing, Tony. Like, when we paused in March, the messaging from the league was, we're going to finish this season. Mm-hmm. That was always been. So the players that, you know, that have families, I assume they would have had that conversation over the last 3 months saying, hey, by the way, babe, I'm going back and playing. Let's make arrangements. Let's get you more help at home, a nanny, whatever. You can set up the logistics to take care of your family and to have the, you know, the conversation about the mental approach or how you're going to be away from home. So I think that that was always the goal. I think that a guy like a Patrice Bergeron, who has kind of, you know, talked about it, like, you got to make arrangements. We're going to play. This is my job. So I don't see it. But I think part of it, Pony, the reason you don't hear it is that point I just mentioned. The NHLPA wants solidarity with respect to negotiating with the league right now. They don't want to see anybody, you know, being outspoken or anything like that, because they are negotiating escrow and salary caps and all these other, you know, ramifications of labor peace. But they don't want players speaking out right now. Now, once it's voted on and it's mm-hmm. passed and we're going to come back, could players opt out? Yeah, but I assume some would. I assume some would. But my point, and I know you mentioned Tyler Kennedy, I kind of analyzed the grouping of players here. Like, who would really opt out? Would it be the leaders like McDavid or an Ovechkin or a Stamkos or yeah. Austin Matthews? Probably not. Would it be the rookies, or maybe if somebody does sit out, they get an opportunity and they're playing on an entry-level contract? No. It would probably be the over 30-year-old player who's made some money in this league, who has a family, that might want to opt out. But again, and there's other ramifications here. I give the example of Patrick Maroon, who signed a one-year deal in Tampa. He's a free agent at the end of the year. He's making $900K. And people forget, there's a $150,000-$200K bonus if you win the Stanley Cup here. Does Patrick Maroon want to play? Yeah, he's playing for a contract. He doesn't yep. have a contract for next year. He's not making a ton of money. He does have a son. Like, you saw it last year, so I'm sure he's not worried about the health and safety. So I think the large majority of players are playing for a stake, not just to win a Stanley Cup, but their future in the league.
Dennis Bernstein, NHL Network Radio Insider, the fourth period with us here on The Fan. You mentioned the escrow thing. Can you put in layman's terms for the hockey fans listening what the escrow situation is and why it's such a big deal to the players and to how this whole thing gets sorted out, Dennis?
Well, because it's like a forced savings. So, like, next year, the escrow will probably be 20%. So 20% off the top is taken off their paychecks. So when a guy's making $10 million, he's really making $8 million. And that's a way to equalize the 50-50 split. So the estimate is that we take out 20 at the end of the season. They might get back some of their money, but they always don't. So I think that's the one thing that has bothered. That's why you saw Panarin make that statement on Instagram. So it's a thing that it's just a way to equalize to make sure that the owners and players get 50-50. And it's just a calculation they make at the end of the season. Now, the good thing about it is less will be taken off the top as this CBA goes through, which is a huge talking point, a new negotiation point. Next season will be 20. Following season will be 18. And then they'll dive to 12. So the players will earn more of their money up front in following season. So that's why they do it. It's just a financial calculation to try to equalize the revenue between the players and the owners.
And that would mean, too, when you say that, the salary cap isn't going to take a nosedive next year like some had speculated that it would. It's yeah. going to stay pretty static, right, Dennis?
Yeah, it should stay flat at 81. And that's the other issue, Tony. If they didn't vote for this CBA, mm-hmm. like, they got a scenario where the salary cap could drop to $68 million and you could have a 35 to 40% escrow, and nobody wants that. So I'm sure when the messaging goes out about what this deal is about, that's the alternative. And I don't think that Don Fehr and the executives of the NHLPA would make that recommendation.
Dennis, when do you think we get that vote? When do you think we'll have it conducted? Is it this weekend? Is it a week from now? Is it 2 weeks from now? What's the timetable on that?
But I think it would be, like, I think they're going to come to, if all goes well, they come to some sort of agreement over the weekend. They are working over the agreement. So they agree on the points. Then it goes to the membership to vote. Mm-hmm. And it's the entire membership. It's not just the players who are playing. It's all 31 teams. Mm-hmm. That's 700-something or some odd votes. I would think we'd get clarity on this by the end of next week, which gives us another week. It gives us probably about 5 to 7 days to get everybody to camp. So I think that's the way it is, because it will take 2 to 3 days to get all the votes in and count them all. So I think we're looking at maybe Thursday or Friday to get the ratification by the NHLP membership that this will go and we can start camps.
Dennis, do we know for sure? I would think we would, because they've named Edmonton and Toronto. So that would mean that Canada has waived the 2-week mandatory quarantine on players that cross the border for the hub city deal?
Yes. Yes. Okay. That would go by the boards. Now, if I'm going to Edmonton to cover the games, I don't think it's a way for me, so I'd have to get up there in the middle of July if I want to cover games on the 31st. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, the players have been exempted from that. I think you also see that with respect to the Blue Jays going in and holding their summer camp up at Sky Dome right now. So you're going to have that situation. So, yeah, so that's not going to factor in. Because if it did, Tony, then we'd have it totally up for grabs.
Yep.
Who knows where they would play, because they came out of the state because of the COVID issues. If they had not had that 14-day quarantine wave, mm-hmm. then I don't really know where they would have
right.
played. Because the NHL, that was a non-starter for the NHL.
Are the players disappointed it's not Vegas? Have you heard that at all?
No, I don't think so. Because if you're going to be in a bubble, I know Edmonton did that great video about how beautiful it is, but that's not Edmonton. That's like 2 hours outside of Edmonton, Tony. So that's not really the case. I think that these players just want to play. They're conditioned to play.
Right.
There are some players, like I mentioned, Steven Stamkos, who's never won a cup. Like, that's his legacy.
Yep.
I think these players do want to play, and I think they're probably tired of being at home. I don't understand the risk, and we don't want anybody to get sick. The health and safety of the players is primary, but they're conditioned to play, Tony.
Yep.
It's what they do. It's their job. So I don't think there's any disappointment going to Vegas. Maybe some of the single guys might be a little disappointed, but those guys, Tony, they should be staying out of the bars this weekend and the next
right.
7 to 10 days. The challenge here is getting these guys with a minimum amount of positive tests to training camp.
Yeah.
Once they get to camp and then at the end of camp they go to the bubble, I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about what these guys do over the next week, 10 days.
Good
that
point.
You've got to really be smart about it and just stay healthy and so you can put us in a position where you're not putting other people at risk, because there has been some random testing. But, again, you know, 5.5% test when they've done the test and they've disclosed that number, that's not an overwhelming number.
Yeah.
That wouldn't stop the NHL from playing. So I just think that I hope that the players who, you know, do want to play are smart and safe about their travels over the next 7 to 10 days so we can get the game going again.
Dennis, do you think that the NHL will use an independent medical panel the same way the NBA is? That would take the decision out of the hands of some coaches and some players to participate and just tell them, based on their medical history, that they're too big of a risk to be there. I think about Max Domi. He's a diabetic.
Yes.
I think about Chris Letang, who's had his stroke. I think about some of the coaches that are in their 60s. Will something like that happen?
I think that'd be protocol, Pony, but I think it'd be up to the individual to opt out, right? Because, look, this is all a process of risk management. How much risk are you willing to take from a player standpoint, from an NHLPA standpoint, from a league standpoint? How much risk is involved? And I think that the health officials, their duty is to advise these individuals how much risk is involved. Like this, Chris Letang's a gamer, man. Do I think he wants another ring yet? Do
of
I
course.
Think he's going to play? Yeah. Right? But I think it's their duty to say, I don't think they can rule people out and say you absolutely can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They have to say, hey, look, you may be at an elevated risk. Here's the information, and then they'll leave it up to the players, and there'll be no ramifications if anybody opts out. And the good thing about it is, Tony, they don't have to disclose why they're opting out. It's going to be either a yes or a no. There's no further information. You say, look, I just chose not to play. They don't have to disclose their motivations for that. So, yeah, it's their duty to advise these at-risk people that may be a little bit higher risk to do that. But I'm over 60. I'll wear a mask. I'll get if I can go in the arena, I'm covering the game. So it's as simple as that. So, again, it's an exercise in risk management, and that's an individual choice that people have to make.
NHL Network Radio Insider Dennis Bernstein on Twitter, at DennisTFP, the fourth period. Great follow. Dennis, thank you so much. We appreciate it again, man.
You're the best, Tony. Always great being on Pittsburgh with you. Thanks for the
time. All right, see ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.